Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching? With authority, he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. It is so good to be back amongst all of you after 2 weeks at Holden Village up in the mountains of Washington. And I have so many stories and experiences to share with you. I'm sure I'll parcel them out one at a time throughout the rest of the semester. But there was one experience I was thinking of especially as I was preparing this sermon on this text this week. And let me paint you a picture. So we're up in a remote village up in the mountains, and there's already 3.5 feet of snow. And while we were there, we got another 2.5 feet. And so the night before, 10 inches of fluffy white powder had fallen. It was a little cloudy. The mountains are rearing up into the clouds. And some of us were about to go on a hike out into the woods to build a giant snow cave so we could sleep in it, which is going to be so awesome. And we're going out into these dark woods, these huge fir trees covered in snow, and it is so beautiful. And someone like me who loves snow, it should have been just the perfect day. But I was mad. And I was mad because this 10 inches of snow had just fallen and there were not enough snowshoes for our whole group. And if you have ever tried to walk in 10 inches of fluffy white snow without snowshoes, it's kind of a nightmare. So half the group had gone ahead and they had kind of gotten a trail a little bit packed down, but there were three of us who were having to slog through in just our boots. And I was getting really frustrated. And there was somebody else in our group who, he was trying to balance me out by being extra cheerful. But if you've ever been cranky around a cheerful person, like, that doesn't help, does it? Usually, like, brings you down even further. So after 40 minutes of this difficult hike, we finally get to our destination. And somebody who's been there, who had a nice, lovely stroll on her snowshoes, she says, "Hey, how's it going, everybody?" And I just have to be honest. I was like, "I'm actually really frustrated." And all of a sudden, from behind me, I hear this cheerful dude, "Well, I'm doing just great." And I couldn't help myself. I just turned around and, kind of joking, but not really joking, I said, well, I actually can't tell you what I said. But the radio edit might be something like, "Forget you." And as I was thinking about it later, I wondered if I might have been just a little possessed. Just a little. Maybe not by a demon, but by a spirit of anger, of frustration, maybe an unclean spirit. And I know many of us in mainline Protestantism are a little uncomfortable talking about the supernatural, about demons, and I know my seminary education will never cover exorcisms or spiritual warfare or anything like that. But no matter how enlightened we think we are, I think we cannot deny that there is evil in this world. There are forces that defy God, powers and systems that keep us from living the life that God has called us to. We see their effects all over in greed and cruelty and hatred and anger, destruction, everywhere. And here one shows up in our Gospel of Mark. Mark likes to use the word immediately or at once to add a sense of urgency and drama to his narrative. And I feel it a little bit. Here we're still in the first chapter of Mark, and already Jesus has appeared, been baptized, gone out into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan, come back, called disciples, and we're still in this first chapter, and there is a fight scene. An epic battle between the forces of good and evil. And evil knows that Jesus is an adversary. Evil knows that it is going down. This unclean spirit cries out, "Have you come to destroy us?" And the answer is yes. Yes, indeed, that is exactly Jesus' mission here in the world. To cast out these evil forces, these evil powers that oppress both ourselves and others. This evil knows that Jesus has come with authority. But it also does not go without a fight. It begins to protest. "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Why do you have to come mess things up for us?" I hear this voice sometimes. "Come on, Jesus. I'm just living my life. Why does your good news have to make me change? Why are you going to make me feel guilty about how I'm living? Why are you here? Why do you make me see these evil forces, these unclean spirits that are dwelling in my life?" But Jesus knows that Jesus is going to win. And so he cries out, "Be silent," and come out of him with authority. And the spirit is gone. With a little convulsing, a loud cry, not immediately, maybe a little painfully. But isn't that often how evil leaves our lives? Not right away, a little dramatically, a little painfully. This week, many churches are celebrating Reconciling in Christ Sunday. We are a Reconciling in Christ church as well. And again, we reaffirm our welcome to people of all sexual orientations and gender identities. But I think we can take this week also to recognize the ways that we have not been fully inclusive in the past, the ways that we have not extended a welcome to all members of the LGBTQIA+ community. It can be painful and difficult to look back on those moments. Or it'd be nice to just move forward and say, "Well, we're better now, right?" But to look back, to repent, that's what brings healing to broken relationships. This is the freedom and the healing that Jesus has come to bring to us. In the end, I did apologize to that classmate. It took a little bit. It took a whole day of me trying to justify myself about he was being really annoying. And sometimes I still do that a little bit. It was fine. But not really. It was really uncalled for, and I actually apologized twice even. And he forgave me. And it was embarrassing. I mean, I'm a senior. I should know better. I'm going to be a pastor. But in the end, that wrestling and that struggle, it brought healing to that relationship. And I couldn't have done it myself. In the end, it was confession and forgiveness, a little mini exorcism, a calling out on Jesus to cast out that evil inside of me and around me. And that is the work that Jesus comes to do, to cast out the evil that oppresses, to destroy the bars that imprison, to dismantle the systems that are life-taking instead of life-giving, over and over and over again, as often as we need. Thanks be to God.